Members of the Kalispell Tribal Council met with Governor Jay Inslee in late December. At issue, their concerns about the proposed high-test sand smelter, which would be built in Newport if approved by regulators. The proposal qualified as a project of statewide significance and received $300,000 in the state to begin studies on construction. The tribe has concerns with the amount of pollution it will produce and asked the governor to rescind that significance designation. HITESS's own draft modeling shows the plant would emit some 320,000 tons of greenhouse gases, 760 tons of sulfur dioxide, and 700 tons of nitrogen oxide each year. Tribal Council spokesman Kurt Holmes says the appeal to the governor comes in part because of his strong push for reducing carbon emissions.
On one hand, you're going to support a smelter project that's going to burn coal, and yet the same day you have this bill that calls for an end to coal burning by 2030. So it's kind of like, why would you invest in a $300 million project when, you know, you're only saying it has a 10-year window according to your own clean air bill?
Holmes says the tribe worries that the air pollution released could have a detrimental health effect, especially on tribal members.
Native Americans are 30% more susceptible to airborne particulates because of high instances of diabetes. And so this might be one of the worst projects to locate near an indigenous population.
Governor Inslee's policy advisor, Robert Duff, says the governor is committed to the State Environmental Policy Act and what he calls a rigorous permitting process to ensure environmental protection.
I think it's pretty clear that the governor has been a state leader, a national leader, even a global leader on climate change. I'm not sure anybody would argue with that, and he's going to continue to do that. I think maybe the disconnect here is, you know, we have to go through the process. If we don't go through the process appropriately, then it gets challenged in court. And luckily, we think we have a pretty rigorous review process here with the combination of SEPA and permitting.
The Kalispell spokesman also leaves the air quality in the area susceptible to inversions that can trap particulates for days until a weather pattern changes. He says the tribe would like to see a long-term weather monitoring station set up at the location of the plant for a year to determine long-term trends before that plant is permitted. The governor's spokesman says his office is discussing that possibility with the Department of Ecology. At this point, the company has made no formal permit requests. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.